From the PSN studios at Chicago's 2112, this is the Fly in Illini podcast with your host, Scott Sanders.
Hello, Illini fans. Welcome to the Fly in Illini podcast on the Podcast Sports Network. I'm your host, Scott Sanders, encouraging you to get in touch with the show through the PSN listener hotline. Area code 833-5000-PSN, that's 833-500-0776, or email us at illini@podcastsportsnetwork.com. Let us know your thoughts on how the season is shaping up for the folks in Champaign. On today's show, our producer is Mike, our sound engineer today is Tristan, and our voiceover reads are handed to us by Shelby. We're going to cover our typical Flying Illini slate of topics, our week in review. There was just one game in the past week. That was the 75-71 win over Northwestern this past weekend. We'll do our Illini trivia. We're going to talk about the rankings. First time since 2015 the Illini were ranked was last week. They've moved up slightly in the polls. Then we'll preview the upcoming week's action. Two road games, first against Purdue on Tuesday, the 21st, and then Saturday morning at Michigan up in Ann Arbor, the Illini will have an early tilt against the Wolverines. And then after previewing the Purdue and Michigan road games, just a couple other topics, some Big Ten news, what's happening around the Big Ten as the Illini currently sit in second place in the Big Ten standings at this still early stage. Some power ranking updates, trying to fit where the Illini might fit into that overall equation for NCAA tournament selection. Great to be talking about that these days after the past few seasons. And then an updated draft projection from ESPN for Ayo Dosunmu. So just some peripheral topics, but let's get into that week in review. The one game that the Illini had, their first game as a ranked team, again, since 2015, the 24th ranked Illini hosted the Northwestern Wildcats on Saturday evening. As that first game as a ranked team, Ayo Dosunmu had said that the Illini are turning the corner from being a team that is hunting other teams to the team that is hunted. So with this first ranked game since 2015, the Illini came in as a 12.5-point favorite on Saturday evening. But the first half didn't seem to be a game where one of the teams was favored by double digits, as the teams played closely throughout the half, choosing to score and not to score, seemingly in tandem with each other. There were 16 different ties or lead changes in the first half, but the Illini were led by another solid game from Trent Frazier. He had 11 points at the half, three threes, plus a pair of free throws. So his 11 points helped the Illini reach out to that 38-34 lead, including the last points of the half that extended the margin from 1 point to 4 points and give just a little bit of breathing room for the Illini. Shout out to Trent Frazier. This was his sixth game without having a turnover, six games in a row. You have to go back to the Bragging Rights game in St. Louis against Missouri before Christmas on December 21st to find the last game where Trent Frazier had a turnover. So Underwood's shift to have Trent Frazier play the point and move Ayo over to the two-guard position has paid off with solid play defensively from Trent Frazier, as you would expect. But now continued strong performance from Trent Frazier offensively in protecting the ball and then now adding some scoring with that 11-point first-half burst that helped the Illini out to that four-point lead. So we go into halftime. It's 38-34 Illini. Both teams, both coaches after the game saying they were proud of the effort, sort of a typical Big Ten game. And then the second half, the Illini trying to extend the lead. They got actually out to a 9-point lead with 5 minutes to go and looked like they were about to have the game in hand. But Northwestern wasn't going to sort of go quietly into the night. They pushed their way back to make it a close game, headed down to the final 4 minutes. When Georgi Bahanasvili made a three-pointer with 5:07 to go in the game, off an assist from Feliz, the Illini were up 67-58. It looked like they had control of the game, but Northwestern kept slowly climbing back to where inside of 3 minutes, Northwestern layup brought the game to a four-point lead at 69-65. Then a block by Coburn, a couple of Feliz free throws, and a steal by Georgie put the Illini in a pretty good position as the game approached a minute to go, but a three-pointer by Northwestern inside of a minute with 44 seconds to go made the score 71-68 and a Northwestern timeout. And all of a sudden, the collar started to get a little bit tight for the Illini. But Ayu made an important two-point jumper and then two free throws to help ice the game at the end with 6 seconds to go. They had a two-point lead with 6 seconds to go, but then Iowa made those free throws to extend it to four and at least make it a two-possession game with 6 seconds to go. So the Illini faithful able to leave the State Farm Center feeling good about their first win as a ranked team in nearly 6 years for the Illini, dating back to 2015. So that was the one game for the week. It was a slow week for the Illini after having played quite a bit through the holidays. So now the students are back on campus. School start, the spring semester started this week, and the Illini get ready for an important two-game road trip to Purdue and to Michigan this Saturday morning coming up. So that was the one game for the week. That's our week in review. Let's segue into our trivia. And our trivia for this episode of the Flying Illini is somebody from the Illini All-Century team, somebody who's had their name retired by the Illini. And this was a guard who played in the 80s. So those are our first clues. A guard who played in the 80s on the All-Century team and with his number retired in Champaign for the Illini. So those are the first of our clues. After the break, we'll get into more information on our trivia question for this week, and then we'll get into more substantive previews of Purdue and Michigan. Please get in touch with the show as we head into break on Twitter at PSN Illini. Email the show Illini at podcastsportsnetwork.com or call the PSN listener hotline at 833-5000-PSN and help influence the type of content that the podcast sports network provides to our nationwide audience and in particular our Illini fans here on the Flying Illini podcast.
Want to stay informed of the new PSN podcast news and announcements? Be sure to visit podcastsportsnetwork.com and join our free PSN listeners club.
The Flying Illini is brought to you by
Tribute Gardens. Tribute Gardens offers professionally designed do-it-yourself landscape plants, providing intimate spaces for your yard. Each Tribute Garden plan comes with the plan designed by renowned landscape architect Michael Snyder, a concise materials list with everything needed for your Tribute Garden, and step-by-step instructions for your project, all for just $99. These 10-foot by 10-foot gardens are perfect weekend projects. Plans include the perfect gardens for your lifestyle, such as reading books, having a glass of wine, or enjoying a cigar. Or create a tribute to a loved one or beloved pet. There are even plans celebrating specific holidays and to show your affiliation to your favorite team or school. Each Tribute Garden plan is customized for your area of the country. Visit tributegardens.com to order your plan today.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Flying Illini with host Scott Sanders on the Podcast Sports Network. Enjoying this podcast? Be sure to check out all the other PSN podcasts by visiting www.podcastsportsnetwork.com. Get in touch with the show through email at illini@podcastsportsnetwork.com. And now, back to the Flying Illini on the Podcast Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Flying Illini on the Podcast Sports Network. I'm your host, Scott Sanders. We'll get into our previews of the Purdue and Michigan games. We wanted to just touch briefly on the college poll for this week. The Illini ranked 21st, moving up from 24th, and start to just look briefly into the individual votes. There's 65 pollsters in the AP poll. The highest the Illini are ranked is 15th. That's by Sam Blum from the Dallas Morning News, and 17th by Edgar Thompson from the Orlando Sentinel. A couple other sort of higher profile folks within the poll ranking the Illini 19th are both John Feinstein and Seth Davis. John Feinstein from the Season on the Brink book about Indiana basketball, where he had the quote from Bobby Knight that said, "I'm going to make you run until you can't even suffer." A great sports quote. Also, Dick Vitale has the Illini ranked in his poll this week at number 22, but there are 11 of the 65 pollsters do not have the Illini ranked at all. So the high rank is 15, plus there's a 17, 6-18s, a couple more well-known pollsters have the Illini at 19th. Dick Vitale has them at 22nd. And 11 writers still need to be convinced of the merits of the Illini basketball team in 2020 to work their way into the polls, as the Illini are currently sit at 13-5. So back to our trivia for this week. We'd mentioned that this is a guard from the 1980s who is on the Illini's all-century team and has his number retired. He was a first-team All-Big Ten selection in 1983 and second-team All-American that year. He had also been an honorable mention awardee for the Big Ten in the two seasons prior. So before heading off to the NBA, second-team All-American in 1983 for the Illini. Add that to our trivia. I would imagine that many Illini fans already have this figured out, but we'll go over a little bit more and reveal the answer, the big reveal to the trivia topic for this week as we get into it. But let's start turning our attention to Tuesday's game in West Lafayette against Purdue. The Illini had played Purdue already this year in a game that Purdue certainly doesn't want to watch the tape of, as they lost to the Illini in Champaign 63-37 just less than 3 weeks ago on January 5th. So a double-double by Allen Griffin, 16 points and 12 rebounds, led the Illini on that Sunday evening. Again, Purdue scoring just 37 points, 19 in the first half, 18 in the second half. A horrible night shooting for Purdue in that first meeting in Champaign. Purdue shot just 25% for the game overall, 17% from three, and even free throws. They were only 4 of 10 in free throws. Their high scorer had just 8 points on the game, nobody in double figures. But that night, the Illini had three players in double figures. Kofi Coburn had 12 points and just 4 rebounds. Ayo led the team in rebounds. Ayo DeSomo with 7 rebounds for the game. Off the bench, Griffin had, again, part of that double-double, 16 points on 6-for-8 shooting, 2-for-4 from 3, 12 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks. Just a great game for Griffin when the Illini hosted Purdue on January 5th. But as we know in the Big Ten, it's a totally different game when you play on the road. So this Tuesday's game has the Illini in West Lafayette as a 6-point underdog. And so you ask yourself, well, hey, you know, they just beat them, you know, nearly doubling their score, 63-37 less than 3 weeks ago. But you attribute that to a bad night playing on the road for Purdue. And, you know, the Vegas line has greater optimism for Purdue on Tuesday night in West Lafayette. And just to highlight the difference of playing on the road in the Big Ten, looking at the games that Purdue has played since that January 5th game in Champaign, they then went to Michigan and lost by 6, 84-78. At the time, Michigan was ranked 19th. And most recently, they lost at Maryland, so two more games on the road for Purdue. They lost 57-50, but sandwiched in between those games was a victory at home against number 8 Michigan State, 71-42. So Pete did to Sparty what the Illini did to Pete, you know, just a few games prior. So playing at home, obviously, every team's going to play a lot better, Purdue in particular, at their home arena, beating Michigan State 71-42. Not to make the podcast here, the Flying Illini podcast, about sports betting or gambling, but it helps to look at what some of the prognosticators say about the game and that 6-point spread to see, you know, where sort of the analytics, the computer models project for the game to play out. And ESPN uses a couple of sources, one called Team Rankings, one called Number Fire, that each project Illinois to cover the 6-point spread. Number Fire has a 55% likelihood that the Illini cover. Team Rankings has the game closer, a 51.3% likelihood that the Illini cover the 6. So, you know, those two have the Illini at least keeping the game within that 6-point spread. Overall, the BPI that ESPN uses calls this a 74% chance that Purdue wins the game. So the Illini just sort of a 1-in-4 shot of winning. But the Illini have been hot lately. They're on a roll. Purdue has struggled on the road, happy to be back at home, playing very inconsistently. So I think the game's going to be closer than the 6 points. You know, something maybe in the range of 2 or 3 points where a streak along the way or somebody in particular getting hot from three, you know, maybe it's time for DeSomo to step up and, you know, bury a couple key threes. He was able to be the catalyst that staved off the comeback attempt from Northwestern over the weekend. Can he roll that performance into a good night shooting at Purdue on Tuesday? Or Trent Frazier off of his strong performance in that Northwestern game, can he keep it rolling? Can he protect the basketball and go for a 7th straight game without a turnover? If each of these things happen and the Illini play the way they did at the Kohl Center in beating Wisconsin, this would shape up as a quality victory for the resume of the Illini as we head towards tournament time here in another 2 months. The part that makes me nervous about the game is that Purdue is 10th in the country in out of over 300 Division I basketball teams, 10th in the country in points allowed. And it feels like at times the Illini can, their offense can stagnate. So playing against a good defense, what is going to be key is going to be the offensive rebounding. So can Georgie and Kofi pound the glass? I is a big guard. Can he, you know, get some offensive rebounds that turn into extra possessions for the Illini that are what they need in order to win the game on Tuesday night? The game's going to be on ESPNU, by the way, if you're watching the game looking for it. The game's on ESPNU at 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday night. One thing I think is in the Illini's favor is the best Purdue player is Trevion Williams, the forward. But, you know, with the size of the Illini down low, if they can stay out of foul trouble, Coburn and Bahanasvili can stay out of foul trouble, you know, they can help negate Trevion Williams. He's averaging, you know, 7.8 rebounds per game, but of those, 3.2 are offensive rebounds, leading to extra possessions for Purdue. So the Illini will need to negate that. And he's their high scorer, at just 11.2 points per game. But with the Illini size down low in the front court, you know, I like the Illini's chances of help negating him. But very balanced scoring for Purdue. So some of the guards from Purdue may have bigger games. But in terms of matching up against other Big Ten teams, I like the way the Illini match up against Purdue player for player. And wouldn't be surprised if the Illini can pull this one out Tuesday night in West Lafayette. ESPN says it's a 25% chance. You know, I would call this closer to a 50-50 game. I really like the Illini's chances playing at Purdue. Would a revenge factor from Purdue weigh into their performance tonight? Are they going to come out playing harder and stronger because of the way they were embarrassed in Champaign? I don't know. I don't know that Purdue necessarily views the Illini as any more of a threat than some of the other, you know, Big Ten teams with the better resumes and preseason rankings, you know, such as Maryland or Michigan State. So I like the Illini's chances. That's one game. That's their Tuesday night game. Then they head off to Ann Arbor for a Sunday morning game at 11 o'clock. And we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. And we'll talk about some where the Illini sit statistically in different types of power rankings as they look to build that resume for an NCAA tournament appearance at the end of the 2020 season. So we'll be right back again. Get in touch with the listener hotline. We may use your comments on a future show. PSN listener hotline, area code 833-5000-PSN. That's 833-500-0776.
We'll be right back on the Podcast Sports Network. The Flying Illini is brought to you by Flatiron Resources. Flatiron is a consulting firm specializing in Salesforce design and implementation for your business. Flatiron was even named by CIO Applications magazine as one of the top Salesforce providers of the year in the US and has performed projects in over 20 countries. Whether your business is large or small, Flatiron works with clients to improve business performance. Flatiron Resources, helping business thrive. To learn more, visit www.flatironresources.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever.
But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Hunter Hayes. I know myself and I know my buzzed warning signs. One shot is about knowing my limits or not necessarily knowing my limits.
I start with one shot to have a good time.
One of the signs that I'm starting to feel a little buzz is when I start solving not only my own problems, but the entire world's problems. When I know I'm going out, I know I'm gonna start with calling for a ride. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Flyin' Illini with host Scott Sanders on the Podcast Sports Network.
Want to stay informed of the new PSN podcast news and announcements? Be sure to visit podcastsportsnetwork.com and join our free PSN listeners club.
And now, back to The Flyin' Illini on the Podcast Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Flyin' Illini podcast here in our third block, wrapping up the show, the Flyin' Illini. We'll do a preview of the Michigan game. Real quick on our trivia, we've already mentioned that this is a guard from the 1980s for the Illini who is part of the All-Century team and has had his number retired by the Illini. He also had his pro jersey retired from the team that drafted him with the 11th overall pick in the 1983 draft. So his number is retired both in Champaign and in Dallas, where he was a guard for the first 10 years of his NBA career. So twice had his number retired. He's also considered the one of the greatest players to never have made an All-Star game. So even though he's had a successful 16-year NBA career, he did not make an All-Star game during his time in the NBA. So we'll wrap that up at the end of the show. But let's turn our attention to Michigan, and this game makes me a little bit more nervous than the Purdue game. Two tough road tilts for the Illini this week. Also a revenge game. The Illini beat Michigan by 9 points earlier in the season in Champaign. So two road games where the opponents will be looking to even the series with the Illini on the year. One thing that I'm liking about the Illini is that they're playing more solid defense. If you've been a fan of the Illini over the past few years, and odds are you are if you're listening to an Illini basketball podcast, they've played maddeningly over-aggressive defense during the Brad Underwood era, overplaying passes, giving up easy layups, getting in a lot of foul trouble early in the game, you know, being outshot at the foul line. So to his credit, Underwood decided for this year to rethink his approach to playing defense. And I think that's a great credit to a coach at the level of Brad Underwood, that he's willing to rethink fundamentally the way he plays defense. And during the, if you watched the Rutgers game, the credit was for this sort of enlightenment for Brad Underwood. The credit was given to a friend of Coach Underwood's son and Illini player Tyler Underwood, who had a friend on campus who's very analytical in nature and had taken a look at what some of the successful teams in recent years, the Final Four teams, had done in terms of where they statistically rank well vis-a-vis the Illini. And it got them thinking about a different approach to how to play defense. That was very interesting and, you know, very surprising that it would be a college student who happens to be friend of the coach's son who, you know, shed this light on, you know, a different way to play defense. But then there's an article on 24/7 Sports, the Illini Inquirer, that credits this change in thinking to somebody that the Illini brought in from the Boston Celtics, an analytical person. So I don't really know the genesis of this new approach, but I like it. Whether it is from, you know, somebody in the profession who had been working in the NBA and came to help the Illini take this new approach to defense, or whether it was more serendipitous and from Tyler Underwood's friend on campus. Either way, it's working. The Illini are playing a much more solid form of defense, especially with their front court size. It's nice to see Coburn and Georgie on the court, you know, and not in the foul trouble that, you know, Coburn's a freshman, so he doesn't have the history of this. But it seemed like last season, every game, Benesvili was in trouble from a foul perspective and having to sit out long stretches of the first and second halves when the Illini could have used his presence on the board. So really happy to see the Illini playing playing better defense. And, you know, there's a phrase that sort of defense travels. So, you know, shooting is going to come and go and be a lot tougher on the road, but defense is something that stays with you. And I really both like and think the Illini are going to need that in their games against Purdue and Michigan, these rematches for the Illini on the road. So getting to the weekend game Saturday morning at 11 in Ann Arbor, whereas ESPN's Pick Center, their BPI-based Pick Center, gave the Illini only a 25% chance to win in West Lafayette, it's all the way up to 30% for the game at Michigan. I don't know quite where that comes from. You know, I'd be more nervous myself about the Michigan game than I am the Purdue game. But there are some things here where Illinois matches up well. The leading scorer for Michigan is their center, Teske. And again, with the size down low for the Illini, hopefully they can offset that. But more concerning for Michigan, their point guard, Xavier Simpson, averages 8.7 assists per game. That's a big college number for assists. You know, just to have it, you know, in perspective, Feliz leads the Illini in assists per game at 3.1 per assists per game. So, you know, more than twice as many, almost three times as many assists per game for Xavier Simpson, the guard for the Wolverines, a senior guard playing at home. You know, he's able to feed the ball into Teske, who has such a shoots nearly 60% a game. But the pressure defense, the size of the Illini guards, hopefully can help offset what Xavier Simpson will be able to do offensively. And the front court presence of Coburn and Benesvili for the Illini can help make Xavier Simpson less effective in getting those passes into the post that he's been doing so well so far for the Wolverines this season. In terms of recent play for Michigan, you know, they've been ranked much higher than they were. They're coming off of two straight road losses, one at Minnesota, where they lost by eight, and then they lost a high-scoring game at Iowa most recently. That was just a few days ago in Iowa City. They lost 90-83. They have a home win against Purdue, and then prior to that, they lost at Michigan State. So three of their last four games have been losses, but all three of those were on the road. In terms of being able to play at home, they have two straight wins. Their last loss was a 71-70 nail-biter at home against number 10 Oregon. That was the game that had followed up their trip to Champaign. So they had a mini little two-game losing streak there, one of those in Champaign, one of those at Oregon. But since then, they've played well at home. They beat Purdue by six in their most recent home game in the Big Ten. Prior to playing Illinois, they'll also have a home game against Penn State, which is on Wednesday evening. They'll play a game, a Big Ten game at home against Penn State. So they've got that game as their precursor to the Illinois game. Playing that early in the morning makes me a little bit nervous. A team on the road, you know, having to play an 11 a.m. game. This one will be on FS1. So the Tuesday game is on ESPNU and the Saturday morning game is on FS1 if you're setting your DVR to record the games. But in terms of the two games, the one that makes me much more nervous is that Michigan game. Again, being early, being on the weekend, the second road game of the week for the Illini. I like the ability of them to compete well, and you know, I'll give them sort of a 40%, 45% shot of winning at Purdue, and then maybe a, you know, the Pick Center pick at 30% at Michigan is kind of where I would put that as well. So two big road tilts for the Illini this week. If they win these two games, or if they win one out of two, you know, they may have the case to go up in the rankings. If they lose both of those, they're likely to fall out of the rankings. So right now, in terms of Big Ten standings, the Illini sit tied for second at 5-2. Michigan State is 6-1. Rutgers and Illinois are each 5-2, one game back. Obviously, the Illini have the game in hand where they had beaten Rutgers. And then sitting near the bottom of the conference at 2-4 is Michigan. But that has a home win against Iowa and against Purdue were their two wins. And their losses were road games at Illinois, at Minnesota, at Iowa, and at Michigan State. So they've held serve at home, and as predicted, you know, tough winning on the road in the Big Ten. So they've got a schedule bias that'll have them playing at home more, including these two games this week at home. At that point in time, they will have an even home and road schedule and likely an even home and road record for the Wolverines. wrapping up our trivia for the week, I imagine you figured it out by now, but the trivia answer was number 12, Derek Harper, is retired. He played for the Illini from 1981 to 83. I mentioned an all-century team member, first team All-Big Ten in 1983 and second team All-American that year. He was a first-round draft pick by the Dallas Mavericks, played in the NBA for 16 years. He's just outside the top 10 on the Illini career assist list and just outside the top 50 on the Illini career scoring list. Scored nearly 1,000 points for the Illini. He knocked down the game-winning three-pointer against Minnesota in the final regular season game of 1983 to send the Illini into the NCAA tournament. He led the Illini with 15.4 points per game in 83, and he was a team co-captain. In the pros, he played largely for the Dallas Mavericks. He and Rolando Blackman formed a formidable backcourt for the Mavs. He eventually was traded to the Knicks, where he was reunited with Blackman and came within one game of winning the 94 NBA title. He played a couple more seasons with the Knicks, one more back in Dallas, and then played one season each for the Orlando Magic and the Lakers. The Lakers eventually traded him to the Pistons, but he retired without reporting to the team. These days, he lives in Dallas. He's from Florida, but he lives in Dallas, where he's an analyst for Mavs games. You know, that's his sort of post-NBA career is as an analyst. So you can see him on television if you've got the NBA package doing some analysis for the Dallas Mavericks. So Derek Harper is our trivia answer for the week. A couple more things just to round out the show. As the Illini look to build out their tournament resume, and it's great that we're talking about the Illini back angling towards the NCAA tournament. The ESPN BPI has the Illini ranked 31st overall. Their strength of schedule rank is 41st. Their strength of record rank, which takes into account both their strength of schedule and their BPI, has them 35th. These are numbers that would largely get a team into the NCAA tournament. ESPN has had an article about how many teams the Big Ten may put into the tournament. The record is 8 teams from one conference in the tournament. ESPN is projecting that as many as 12 teams from the Big Ten might be able to make the tournament this year. It's a down year for some conferences and an up year for some of the Big Ten teams. You know, the depth in the Big Ten is very good. There are 9 teams that are either ranked or in the others receiving votes for the Big Ten. There's 5 that are ranked, but 4 sitting just outside that top 25. So a lot of parity, a lot of cannibalism going to happen in the Big Ten. You know, it's going to come down to a couple of key wins on the road for teams, such as the win the Illini got against Wisconsin. If they can get 1 out of 2 of these games this week, and like I said, I'm more confident that it's going to be the Purdue game. ESPN is more confident that it's going to be the Michigan game, though neither ESPN nor I are overly confident that they'll win either of them. But if they could get one of these 2 road wins this week, that's really going to help the resume for the Illini as they, you know, sort of head towards March. They march towards March, if you would, getting ready for the NCAA tournament. So a big week for the Illini with these road games. We'll be back with the next edition of the Flying Illini, recapping these games and previewing the games coming up in the following week. Thanks for listening to the Flying Illini. Please, again, get in touch with the show through the PSN listener hotline, 833-5000-PSN, or on Twitter at PSN Illini, or email us directly the old-fashioned way, Illini@podcastsportsnetwork.com. I'm Scott Sanders. Thanks for listening today to the Flying Illini podcast on the Podcast Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Flying Illini. Enjoying this podcast? Be sure to check out all the other PSN podcasts by visiting www.podcastsportsnetwork.com.